I'm David Fairs stepping back in. As you've heard, we have slick road conditions, hazardous road conditions, and a glut of accidents on the roadways. We're certainly going to keep you posted on that front. Now, a place you might expect to find more snow in conditions like this might be Park City, Utah. And that's where we're headed right now. Russ Collins is the executive director of the Michigan Theater, and he is in Park City for the Sundance Film Festival and joins us by phone. And how are you? Are you looking at snow and ice out there?
There's definitely snow and ice in the mountains, but it's actually been pretty warm in Park City. But it's been a very exciting time at the Sundance Film Festival this year.
And I understand. Now, we've been teasing this for the past couple of weeks, and we had some information we weren't sure about. But now we know for certain there is a major announcement from Sundance regarding Ann Arbor and the Michigan Theater.
That's right. The Michigan Theater and Ann Arbor, the Washtenaw County area, is the only place outside of Utah that there will be a direct from Sundance screening, and that will be next Thursday, the 5th of February. And that screening is going to be a film that got a five-minute standing ovation after the film premiered on January 25th.
You don't usually hear that about a cynical industry, you know?
That's absolutely true. But it played in the largest theater that they have in Park City, the Echo Theater. And the film is called Me and Earl and the Dying Girl. And again, it's going to be Thursday, a week from today, February 5th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster. We've already sold a bunch of them, but tickets are available, and we're just announcing right now the film, which we're very excited about. It was picked up by Fox Searchlight. It's directed by Alfonso Gomez-Rijon, and it's based on a novel by Jesse Andrews, who also did the screenplay. And it is a charming film with a very, very interesting twist. Obviously, the name Me and Earl and the Dying Girl makes you think maybe it's a depressing movie about the demise of a young lady. And everyone's going to be a little bit surprised as they walk into it. Thomas Mann plays the lead character, who's a high school senior. His best friend is Earl, played by R.J. Seidler. Both of these guys have been in some youth films and television. Nick Offerman plays the young man's father. And he does a fabulous job. He's a professor at the University of Pittsburgh, a set in Pittsburgh. And essentially, these two friends make spoof on classic movies. However, they understand that the mother of the young man learns that one of his classmates has been diagnosed with leukemia, and she suggests, rather badgers him, to go visit this young lady. And they actually develop a relationship, and the surprise of the relationship, how things develop in high school. If you're a film geek, you'll like this movie, but anyone who's been in high school will like this movie because it really captures a lot of spirit, a lot of comedy, and also pathos. So Me and Earl and the Dying Girl is something that I can very, very enthusiastically recommend.
Yeah,
I've
yet to read a bad review on it, and I think perhaps the best indication is a five-minute standing ovation at an independent film festival. That's rather spectacular.
It sure is. And the Me and Earl and the Dying Girl are not the only Sundance films that we're doing. On Sunday, February 1st, Tuesday, February 3rd, we're doing a bunch of animated shorts from the Sundance Film Festival, and we'll do some live-action shorts as well on the 1st and the 4th of February. So you can check out the Michigan Theater website, get information about Me and Earl and the Dying Girl, as well as the animated and live-action shorts that are going to be playing at the Michigan Theater just the first few days of February. Very exciting time at the Michigan Theater, very exciting time in the film world because of Sundance. But there's also some regular films that are being opened up this week at the Multiplex and at the Michigan Theater.
Well, we'll talk about those in just a moment. But since you're in Park City and since you've been at the Sundance Film Festival, I just want to take a couple of minutes and kind of figure out, I'd like to live vicariously through you. How many films have you seen over the past week?
Well, this particular year, I've taken a lot of meetings because of the conference that we run called the Art House Convergence, which grew dramatically this year and is having a real impact in the industry. But I did see 15 films, and my colleague Brian Hunter saw 29 films. He was able to focus more directly on just going to movies. And if you and that's the great thing about film festivals, you get to explore all kinds of different films. Documentary, there was a great documentary on the Black Panthers. I saw a great documentary on the National Lampoon magazine, its founding in the early 70s through its development. Essentially, Saturday Night Live, or much of the talent from Saturday Night Live, came from the National Lampoon magazine. There was the Me and Earl and the Dying Girl is kind of a geek comedy, a high school geek comedy. There's a much different one, but with a similar kind of thing called Dope, about an African-American student in California, in L.A., and some of the struggles that he has in high school, being someone who's very academically focused, and his friends and the neighborhood he grew up in. And there's just a lot of, there was a very bizarre foreign film called Partisan that I couldn't quite figure out.
that may mean it's really good.
In that particular case, I'm not sure that it is. Anyways, there's 125 feature-length films, a bunch of other short programs that we'll put together, just a tremendous amount of really great stuff here at the Sundance Film Festival.
So,
got to meet the director of Me and Earl and the Dying Girl yesterday, as well as the screenwriter and the star, Thomas Mann.
Oh, that's very nice. That's very nice. I love when that kind of thing happens, and I'm sure they're thrilled that it's going to be playing outside Sundance right away in Ann Arbor.
Absolutely. No, they are. And one of the producers is from the University of Michigan, and we're very, very excited that this is coming to Ann Arbor.
Well, very good. And I assume that with the 15 you've seen and representation from the Michigan Theater, watching even more movies, that you're kind of developing a wish list of what you can bring to Ann Arbor for us.
Yes, actually, Ann Arbor and Detroit for the Cinetopia Film Festival, which we're doing June 5th through 14th in Ann Arbor and Detroit. And then throughout the year, as we put our regular film schedule together, we focus on a lot of those festival kind of highlight films. And Sundance being one of the big festivals, we certainly will be doing many films that premiered here.
Well, we do have movie choices over the weekend, one of which has a very Detroit area connection. That's Black and White, written by Mike Binder from Detroit.
Absolutely. Yeah. Black and White was directed by Mike Binder, and Mike Binder has put together a lot of films. He was a stand-up comedian in the Detroit area. And this film stars Kevin Costner. He plays the grandfather of a daughter who comes into his care, a mixed-race child, and there actually ends up being a very nasty fight between the two sets of grandparents. The reviews are kind of 50-50 on it, but Kevin Costner's performance is very well-received. There's a film that has gotten no reviews called The Loss, about some buddies that own an apartment, and there's a murder in it, and nobody knows who's in charge. Not too thrilled about that one, because it just has gotten no reviews.
Typically, if they don't submit it for review and critical acclaim, then you know what you're getting.
Yeah, it's not always the case, but it's frequently the case. And then Project Almanac is about a bunch of brilliant high school students who uncover blueprints for a mysterious device with limitless potential, but of course there's a downside to it. And some of the critics really like this time travel premise that it's based on. Others are kind of tired of the found footage construction of the narrative.
Right.
But it's got generally positive reviews. At the Michigan Theater, we're opening A Most Violent Year, which stars Oscar Isaac from Inside Llewyn Davis and Jessica Chastain from Zero Dark Thirty, set in New York City in the early 1980s when it was in really rough shape. And it's about the difficulty of conducting business and living in New York at that particular time. A Most Violent Year, again, it's a very strongly reviewed film. Another really well-reviewed film is A Girl Walks Alone at Night, and this is the first vampire western ever made in Iran. And it's a joyful mashup of genre and archetypes, iconography. If you think spaghetti western, it's in there. If you think vampire movie, it's in there. Again, a very strongly reviewed film, A Girl Walks Alone at Night. It's playing only February 1st through 4th.
Now, what is when that happens, when a film is only going to play for 3 days, is that typically something that is because of the distributor or the producers, or is that just what you can fit into the Michigan Theater schedule?
In this particular case, it's what we could fit into the schedule. Most films open, in a best-case scenario, open on Friday and play through the following Thursday, and if they're popular, then they play another week or two or three. In this particular case, there was only availability for the 5 days, first through the fourth, that we can do it. We've also got a Korean series, The Boomerang Family, plays on Saturday at 2 o'clock.
What's that about?
Noir series continues. It's about a dysfunctional, rather quirky family, the Boomerang family, and the petty conflicts that they have in playing those out. That's a free screening sponsored by the NAM Center for Korean Studies. And then the Noir series, which we're doing every week now, stars Gene Tierney, a classic Hollywood beauty, in a film called Leave It to Heaven. And that series continues throughout the winter term. And
what are some of the other films we're going to see as part of that series?
I don't have that list right in front of me.
Is Blade Runner one of them? I seem to think I saw that on the
list.
Yeah,
Blade Runner is coming later. It's coming on February the 4th, and February the 1st is when we're doing Leave It to Heaven. And Blade Runner is kind of an interesting sci-fi angle to the noir genre, but it's definitely based on that kind of dark, haunted kind of aesthetic that the noir films use. And put in that in the modern context of a futuristic film, it's a very interesting take on that genre.
Well, tell me this. Now, we've talked about the movies that are going to be available over the weekend. Now, there are some really good choices, and then some you may have to take a little risk on. But what is the rest of your time at Sundance going to look like? What are you going to be doing?
The rest of my time at Sundance is packing and getting on a plane and flying back to Michigan.
Yeah, good luck landing here right now.
That's right. I've been out in Utah now for a couple weeks. One was running this conference that we're doing, the Art House Convergence, and then the festival started a week ago. So it's been a very, very intense time for the last 2 weeks, preparing and then running a 4-day conference, and then seeing a plethora of films here in Park City at the Sundance Film Festival. And again, we're very proud to bring direct from Sundance to the Michigan Theater Me and Earl and the Dying Girl, directed by Alphonse Gomez-Dijon, starring Nick Offerman.